Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, I think it's amazing that we're having all this discussion about gun control. The president's hometown of Chicago is the murder capital of the United States. Over 500 people were killed there last year. Vice President Biden doesn't seem to want to go there. I'm trying to get the House Republicans to hold hearings there. It's illegal to have all the guns that are killing people in Chicago. If gun control works, Chicago ought to be safe.
That's a pretty interesting way you have heard perhaps of what's going on in Chicago. Number of teenagers killed there last year. The reason that it hasn't come out until now is because most of the, I think as a matter of fact, all the stats show that they're young black men. And maybe somebody's going to point to that. Newt Gingrich offering some advice to House Republicans on what he thinks they ought to do about the gun control debate, or at least where they ought to be looking. And that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Join us in this next hour at 888-302-DOUG. That's 888-302-3684 for a discussion of gun control, which is without a doubt the number one issue this week. We'll have time perhaps for a couple of other things. Let's see where it goes in terms of your calls on this. Again, 888-302-DOUG. Gun control is the subject. Host Bruce Allen and Mike Moss with CNN's John King about the president claiming he may use executive privilege to change gun laws in our country.
John, facing the reality that it's so tough to get anything through Congress, the president is also considering what he might do by executive action.
And Mike and Bruce, those might be the most important things in the short term. Tougher enforcement of existing laws, some studies by the National Institutes of Health, maybe the Centers for Disease Control, maybe some other federal entities into, you know, what works in combating gun violence, what are the root causes of gun violence. That's what he can do in the short term. If you heard the president, he said, yes, I'll have a package. But he also was pretty candid in saying, I'm not sure what I can get through the Congress. And I think it's going to be a big test. How hard does he fight for an assault weapons ban? How hard does he fight to ban, you know, the sale of these larger magazine clips? Does he just introduce the legislation, or does he travel the country when it gets hard and say, this is going to be my priority, like the health care debate in the first term? This will be one of the defining tests. If you watch, whether it's guns, whether it's immigration, whether it's just debt ceiling and spending, he's in a almost a daily headbutting right now with the Republican base. And it's not a cooperative tone as we start the second term. It's confrontation. We'll see where it goes, especially on gun control.
You know, another impassioned player got involved in this latest dispute. And in this case, it was in the form of the parents of the poor victims of the Connecticut school massacre. To what extent, John, might their involvement have an impact on how things proceed?
I think it's huge. I think if you can keep public attention and passionate public attention from those who sadly have the most direct stake in this, it does keep the eyes of the country focused not just on the politics, but on the impact. And so how the debate outside of Washington is probably as important, if not more important, than the debate inside Washington, because as we all know, when members of Congress go home, that's how they're swayed. The people back home are talking about this. So it's going to be interesting to watch. I think the groups in Newtown are important. You look at Governor O'Malley in Maryland. You look at Governor Cuomo in New York. Remember, the Gore campaign thinks it lost some places because of gun control in 2000. You have these two early 2016 players are now putting gun control front and center. Joe Biden still has 2016 aspirations. So you have three people who could be part of the next presidential campaign front and center in this as well. So I think the debate outside of Washington, both with governors, but I think especially when you raise the question of those families, they paid the big price here. And if they want to keep pushing this, they can help the president.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Our focus on gun control brings us around to a law that was passed. Matter of fact, New York lawmakers passing the toughest gun control law in the country. Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act passed by the State Assembly 104-43. After they passed the Senate 43-18, actually a couple of different measures here. Governor signed it, expands the state's existing assault weapons ban and seeks to prevent gun ownership by those with mental illness. The law is the first major legislative action to come down the pike in any state since what happened in Connecticut. Is it the first major legislative action to focus on those who have mental illness. Not sure how you police that, but it certainly is an important part of this in several different ways. As we all know, there's a mental health component to this, and that hasn't been discussed too much. And there are a lot of people that say you can't really do very much about the violent videos and violence in movies unless it's voluntary. So, with that, we move on to our next excerpt. As you know, we're reviewing talk radio and talk television as a part of what people listen to and how they make up their minds or what shapes opinion, et cetera, et cetera. So here's an excerpt where the ladies on The View discuss gun control.
You know, the White House is weighing 19 executive actions on gun control. New York State is set to pass the country's strictest gun control laws, and the National Rifle Association released an app called Practice Range that lets players 4 years old and up shoot a variety of weapons. Critics point out that the NRA said video games were partially to blame for the massacre in Newtown, Connecticut, and they've created what? A video game where you can shoot stuff.
Well, they're saying that it teaches you know, kids the safety and how to use a gun. Like, it was like
shooting.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a video game.
At 4 years old, you just learning how to tie your shoes. Why do you need to know
gun
control?
First of all, I want to give a shout out to New York's Mayor Bloomberg.
He's been very good on that.
Who has been out front of this all the way along.
Yes, that's right.
Before the hideous massacre. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and trying to change the gun laws. But, you know, parents, and you know, you've got a little boy. So, you know, Christmas time, you give a little girl the doll, and you give a little boy a gun.
How about a truck?
But what I'm saying is it starts too often as a toy, like this game that's supposedly a toy.
Barbara, I disagree with you, because I think when kids go around and they do the cops and the robbers, it's different from these video games. In the video games now, when you shoot somebody, you see brains, you see blood, they don't get up. Cops and robbers, you just have to use your imagination. When Jeffrey's going around going bang, 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 that's all he's doing. There's nothing else beyond that.
You know, you shouldn't be bad. Let me explain about bang. Bang, bang, bang.
No, because he's not there yet. To him, it's just we're running around. I'm the good guy. You're the bad guy. I don't let him play the video games where he's shooting people. Because I'm telling you, if you look at these video games now.
He's shooting you and playing.
You know what? It's just like it's an imagination thing. Well, I just disagree with you about,
you know. The NRA is talking about how video games contribute to the violence.
They create
a video game.
Yeah. Where you shoot people. You kind of watch. If you're going to try to, like, make points, you probably should really think it out. A video game which uses guns that you've been bitching about, other video games, you can't put the same thing in order and then expect people to say, oh, there's no correlation.
One of the things, those are the ladies on The View discussing this, one of the things that the NRA doesn't seem to get, doesn't want to get, and wants to get, I suppose, people who pay to be members. I'm a member of the NRA, listening to all of this, frankly, much of what they have said disgusts me, because there's no feeling of compromise, much the same as what we have in a legal sense through the system. It doesn't make any difference whether you don't want it or not. We understand that a lot of people don't want to have change. It's going to happen. So do you go along with it, or is this a way for you to get more? Maybe it's a measured approach to them deciding that, and a lot more people have joined the NRA in the last 4 or 5 weeks. A lot of people have bought guns. A lot of ammunition has been sold. So, but what is it that people are buying? That's probably another question. I don't have the stats on that. Maybe some of you know. If you bought a gun in the last month or so, what have you bought? 888-302-3684. Much more on this in the moments ahead here on The Countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mmm.
Yum.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
TaxAct is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown with our focus on the discussion of gun control. Here's Kathleen Walter talking to former U.S. Attorney General Edwin Meese, who says that if the president tries to use an executive order to change gun laws, he ought to be impeached.
President Obama said he'd take executive action to deal with guns. In your view, does this amount to an out-of-control power grab, and is the president overreaching on gun control?
Well, I think it's hard to tell until and unless we get some specific actions that he proposes to take. But I think it should be remembered that the president cannot, by executive order, do things which affects the public at large unless there is some congressional basis for it. In other words, some congressional authority that he has been given. An executive order without specific congressional authority can only apply to those portions of the government that are under his control, in other words, the executive branch. Now, there are some things in which he can probably do in regard to the actions of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms or some other governmental agency in its operations, but to impose burdens or regulations that affect society generally, he would have to have congressional authorization.
So if the president unilaterally overrides the Second Amendment via executive order, I mean, would this be constitutional? Would it be legal? And how should Congress respond?
Well, it would not be legal. It would not be constitutional. And indeed, if he tried to override the Second Amendment in any way, I believe it would be an impeachable offense.
So what should Congress do then?
Then it would be up to the Congress to take action, such as looking into it to see if, in fact, he has really tried to override the Constitution itself, in which case then it would be up to them to determine what action they should take, and perhaps even to the point of impeachment.
What action would you take if the president took matters into his own hands, so to speak? That will be something that comes up in a few moments. It's Wednesday, January 16th on the Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are 888-302-3684, the new number for the countdown, our discussion of gun control and proposals being put forth. Here is Talkos Michael Brown with some thoughts on the way the president may announce the proposals, and he doesn't much like what he's hearing.
Here's how pathetic I really think things have become in this country. I really do believe they've become pathetic. The President of the United States is going to announce his proposed regulations on guns. He is going to surround himself with at least 20 children. I'm not sure of the number, but at least 20 different children who wrote him letters after the Sandy Hook massacre, in which those precious little rugrats were massacred by that bozo that I'm really sorry that he killed himself, because he really deserved a damn good killing the civilized way. So we'll get all of these proposed regulations and everything else. And I would just remind you of this. Don't be fooled by the fact that the president is announcing these things and that Vice President Joe Biden has been holding these meetings with the NRA and Walmart and everybody else. This is something that is just like the nationalized, socialized medicine. This is something that those on the left, the progressives, have been pushing for decades, and they see an opportunity here, just as they saw an opportunity to cram down socialized medicine down our throats. They will now attempt to shove down more infringement on the Second Amendment, playing on people's sympathies and playing on their emotions. I find it despicable that he will surround himself with 20 children who wrote letters asking the president to do something. I doubt there's one child in that photo op that can recite, let alone understand, the meaning of the Second Amendment. I guess the president, in putting himself in front of all of those children, is saying this. Listen closely. I think the president of the United States is saying to those who will be watching that if you don't do something, these children might die. That if you don't do something, these young, mush-brained little rugrats that'll be cute as a button, that you won't be able to resist. The President of the United States is basically saying these kids will be mowed down by some nut job murderer unless you do something. That is despicable for a President of the United States to act that way.
Pretty much like most presidents and politicians use the military as backdrops for their political endeavors as well. 888 888- 302-3684. Ben's in Pennsylvania with a history lesson.
I'm amazed at how when we hear about an event like this, people are amazed that it's so much of violence. And they forget the historical reality of this country. The country was founded on violence. I mean, we're talking about brutal, savage violence that wiped out a whole continent of people, enslaved another continent of people, and the country has been maintained on violence. When we hear about what goes on in Iraq, for example, we go there, America goes there, and hundreds of children have been killed, if not thousands. But we don't see that reality until it happens here. It becomes more pressing. I think someone needs to look at, or a study needs to be done on the whole psychology of the American people that have perpetrated this violence around the world. And look at it now. It's not new.
888-302-3684. There's a bitter but yet fairly factual review from his point of view about all the violence. We still continue to be violent. If you go back through the history of our country, even through, let's go back to the pre-World War II days, when guns were, it was a whole different reality, actually. But my point here is a military-industrial complex, of which these gun manufacturers are a part, didn't have hold of much of anything in our country. The grip that they have now is pretty amazing, isn't it? 28 past the hour.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
Why will Jimmy score his first goal?
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check 'em, Jimmy! Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Applied chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la 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 la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Back to our discussion and the action here. The world of News Talk Radio is our focus. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, a daily overview of usually one or two, sometimes three items that have made it big in the last 24 hours, according to our research and the folks at Talkers.com, which you ought to go to every day to check out what's going on in the News Talk business. Kind of a fun way to get an overview of lots of things in that world. The Countdown Show, and now continuing with our focus on what the president's going to do, apparently announcing new proposals today. The plan comes basically from the task force, which is aimed at reducing gun violence that Joe Biden is in charge of. The White House spokespeople don't outline yet exactly what the plan would entail, because it supposedly was being worked on through the night. But it does reflect the president's desire for a comprehensive approach, so he says, including specific legislative actions, reinstating the assault weapons ban, a ban on high-capacity magazine clips, expanded background checks for gun owners, call for stricter gun laws, heightened after New York State lawmakers passed the toughest gun control law in the country, which we were talking about before. Now, let's get back to some of the audio here, including your calls coming up at 888-302-3684. The essence of these, if you call us, we'll put you on the air live sometimes. Sometimes we record your call for later use. Sometimes we take some of the callers from programs that we have monitored. One of the shows that we monitored yesterday or last night was host Jeff Messer's conversation with one of his callers. Caller says the NRA is trying to scare people into thinking the president wants to take away everybody's guns.
Gun sales, and since the Sandy Hook incident, have gone through the roof in the past month.
It goes back to that fear cycle that they, you know, they get out and beat the drum, you know, the government's going to take your guns, and minorities are going to, you know, there's going to be a revolution, and you need that gun, and you know, this stuff that is way out there. And all I heard the president say, and Joe Biden both, were that they want to sit down and try to find solutions to this problem. Guns would be part of it. But, you know, nobody said they were not, they were coming to get your guns. They're not, But when they start, and you see that the NRA is another one of those deals where it's profit over people.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's the capitalist bottom line that they're trying to protect above the citizens, and it's very manipulative what the NRA does. You know, I would love it, because you said you're a gun owner, David. I'm not a gun owner, but I grew up around here as well. I've known plenty of gun owners, reasonable, responsible people who respected the firearms, and they understood far more about what their Second Amendment rights were than any of these yo-yos that are on the TV right now running their mouths about it. And you know, as long as you're respectful, I don't think the government has any interest in taking away your right to a certain level of gun ownership. Now, when it gets to the point of assault rifles, and it gets to the point that, and we're living in a different world, the internet, the way things work, you can get bullets off of the internet. You can order guns. Right. You know, you can find all of these things. The access is so much easier now that we really have to readdress how we regulate this. You know, even the Second Amendment, you know, if you're talking that you're going to be part of the militia, well, it was a well-regulated militia is what was intended in the Second Amendment, which regulation means that it's controlled, that there has to be a limit to what you can do and how much you can do. You know, you're right. Your freedom to have a gun can't infringe on anyone else's freedom.
888-302-3684. An overwhelming majority of 85% of you American citizens say that you favor extending the same background check requirement that applies to gun dealers to private gun sales and sales at gun shows, with the comfortable levels of support from Republicans and Democrats and independents, interestingly enough. A poll was done by the Pew Research Center, and they are pretty much acknowledged to be the best and most objective, revealed 80% support for laws to prevent mentally ill people from purchasing guns. Why wouldn't that be 100%? I can't even begin to imagine why anybody who thinks about this, thinks anybody who has a mental problem ought to be able to have a gun. That's ridiculous. 67% in this study support the creation of a federal database to track gun sales. I don't have a problem with that either. 888-302-3684. All right, so let's get started with our callers. Jeremy in Auburn, Alabama, you're live on the countdown right now, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for taking my call.
Morning.
Would you consider Switzerland a pretty progressive country?
Yes.
Pretty liberal. Every household in Switzerland is required by their government to own an automatic weapon. I think that I heard that the other day on the radio, and it just kind of set out.
All right, so then let's pursue this then just a second. Let me stay with that, if I may, with you. Sure. Why do you think then, what's the problem here versus them not having really a problem there? Is the maturity of their citizens? Is it where they are? What's the story? Why is it if all those people over there have the guns that we have so much violence here and they basically have none there?
Well, all right, let's just focus on America. First of all, how are you going to do a background check on a 17-year-old who goes and steals someone's weapons and goes into a school and shoots them? You can't.
Well, but this is addressing something because, you know, there's a political, there's political hay to be made here. So you realize the intent of that from some, not necessarily from all. There are some well-meaning
people.
Yeah,
but I think the wrong argument's being made, and I think people.
Okay, so what's the right argument? What's the right argument?
I keep seeing this quote on Facebook, and it really speaks the whole problem of this country and the society, I think. It says, "Dear God, why are you allowing this stuff to happen in our schools?" Mm-hmm. And then it says, God's reply is, "Dear concerned student, I'm not allowed in schools anymore." And I think that mm-hmm. speaks volumes to the problems in this country. And I know it's kind of a taboo thing. A lot of people are offended just to hear the word God, but I really do think that's kind of is where this is all generated.
Well,
I think society, I mean, you and I mean, I'm in my 30s, and I'm sure you're a little bit older, but you and I both grew up kind of watching cartoons and, you know, violent cartoons, Looney Tunes. I mean,
well,
you know,
I grew up. Let me tell you how I grew up. I grew up on the farm, and we had 22 rifles around to kill woodchucks, to kill coyotes, to kill vermin that were bothering the animals on the farm. And the 22 was used, frankly, by the farmers to get rid of dogs that they didn't need or got old instead of putting them to sleep. That was violent. And I guess shooting a woodchuck never bothered me because of the damage they caused. You know, shooting a coyote didn't bother me. Shooting a deer bothered me. But that was part of the culture that I grew up in. So there's.
And you and I were raised, I'm assuming, I know I speak for myself, I'm assuming you were, you know, we were raised, you know, in a household with two parents who taught us things. They didn't rely, you know, today's parents tend to rely on society to teach their kids everything. And
I grew up in a household where both parents were pretty much absent. But fortunately, I found the farm. And the farm is where I get my values. Some good points made in your call, Jeremy. Thanks very much. 888-302-3684. Oh, I forgot to ask him, and I would be interested in your point of view. We have a few more minutes on this. The gun debate as it moves more away from the center, if you will. Why did the National Rifle Association release that shooting app that the ladies on the View were talking about a few minutes ago? It's called Practice Range. It's for the Apple system, rated for children ages 4 and up. Its description says, quote, it instills safe and responsible ownership through fun challenges and realistic simulators. I think they leave themselves open for criticism, basically because they're about the business of challenging the videos. But I have not seen this, so I'm not going to pass judgment. I'm just going to tell you what other people are saying. And you can help yourself with what you want to say here at 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Kim in Louisiana moves to what she thinks the problems are.
My comment is, and it's not going to probably be popular, but my stance on it is that ever since the schools have been made a drug-free zone, more drugs than ever have been handed out to kids by the teachers, well, by the principal and the nurse in the school, whether it's Paxil, whether it's Ritalin, whatever. You can't find a school shooting that did not have something to do with a kid that was raised on these drugs. You can't find them. I promise you, whenever it comes down, you'll find out this kid was too.
888-302-3684. All right. Let me just end this before we move on to some other items of interest here by focusing on yet another headline from Louisville, Kentucky today, where a gunman fired into a car, killed two people, and wounded a young child. If you don't think headlines and stories like that are going to move this debate, you're kidding yourself. Whether the guy who, if they find him and he was legally entitled to have a gun, it just doesn't make any difference. The more the news media consorts with those who want to see this change and headlines this sort of thing, these actions take place every day. I'm not condoning it by any stretch of the imagination. The violence, the old story from my newsroom days, if it bleeds, it leads. These kinds of shootings have gone right to the front of newspaper headlines and stories that you see and or hear on the radio. That's all about what's going on now, and that will continue as long as this debate continues. That is the serious discussion of what to do now, which we've had so far. In a few moments, we change our focus. I'm not actually sure whether I want to talk about the debt limit or Lance Armstrong, but I think I'm going to weigh in on the debt limit with lots of input as we have time here on our countdown.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster and is too scared to come down from our ink display. He's about the size of the bonus $15 iTunes gift card you get for buying $75 or more of qualifying ink. And iTunes bonus is a big deal. Our gorilla... not so much. Find thousands of big deals at Office Max. Offer ends January 19th. Excludes Epson, Office Max, and Ink Refill. Limit 2.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar.
That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins. Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch to berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavored 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
All right. We will get, as time allows, into the debt limit discussion, but Michael and I have just found this video. Actually, we have it at DougStefan.com, a behind-the-scenes look at these 21 children from Sandy Hook Elementary who have recorded Somewhere Over the Rainbow for a charity. Let's listen to this, which has just been released in the last 12 hours. Children from Sandy Hook Elementary teaming up with singer Ingrid Michaelson, recording Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Actually, it was done in a studio in the home of members of the Talking Heads who live in Connecticut. Proceeds from this will go to the Newtown Youth Academy and the United Way of Western Connecticut. It's really pretty interesting as you listen to this. What emotions come over you. So spend another few seconds listening to it before we get back to the reality that is Wednesday. I guess this is an important part of reality.
Somewhere over the rainbow, the birds are
has to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so let's move over to a discussion of the debt limit, because this is on a lot of people's minds. The debt limit, a lot of people say that it's not a very effective way to control debt, offers only the spectacle of fiscal disaster. So groups like the Concord Coalition have urged Congress to raise the debt limit and then take steps to eliminate it in favor of a more responsible budget process. Man, you think these guys are capable of that? Let's hope with more women in the Congress that there will be more responsibility, but there sure continues to be a lot of polarization. Here's the radio host McGraw-Milhaven talking to Trey Hardin from ABC about how the battle over this debt ceiling differs from the recent discussion and disagreement over the fiscal realities that we have.
It seems like this one is going to play out at least a little differently, or at least they're talking about it playing out a little differently than the last time.
It's going to be a lot bigger. There's a lot more at stake here. And if your listeners were looking to find the real fundamental difference between the two political parties, they have found it in this debt ceiling debate. You have one side in the Democrats that believes solving the problems requires borrowing more money, and then you have the other side, the Republicans, that believe that we're not going to solve the problem by borrowing more money, and it actually, on the flip side, we need to be looking at ways to cut spending and being more disciplined in our spending habits. So it's going to be a fascinating debate, but what you saw yesterday in the president's last press conference of his first term, I think, was something pretty unprecedented. He basically said that his position is non-negotiable, and that's not something you typically see in this modern era of the presidency. Usually presidents are looking to find or open doors for negotiation and compromise, but he drew a line in the sand, and it's going to be interesting to see how the Republicans respond.
What's interesting about this is, if Republicans are against raising spending, they should draw the line of the sand in budget negotiations, not necessarily in the debt ceiling, because, as many people have pointed out, this has nothing to do with spending. This has to do with paying off the money that they've already agreed to spend.
Well, it goes to the analogy I know that's being shared a lot around the country right now, which is the teenager that has the credit card, or you send your kid off to college with a credit card. You know, it's important to note that both political parties have acted like teenage spending addicts and racking up debt over the decades, over history. But at least the Republicans have admitted that they do have a problem, which is the first step in a when you are an addict or when you do have an issue. And, you know, the fact that the president is not right now willing to listen to proposals for reforms in entitlement spending, which many on both sides of the aisle believe are required for those programs to be sustainable, I think is really is making the Republicans draw their line in the sand even more so. And I don't see the president moving an inch until the national media in particular starts calling him out on both his past opposition to raising the debt ceiling, or forces him to acknowledge that borrowing more money without real spending reforms on those entitlement programs isn't sustainable.
My God, the man's an adult. Don't you think he ought to realize that, and the people around him, that this is just not sustainable? That was McGraw-Milhaven on his program in St. Louis. How in the world can these people not see this? What is their reality? Or is it just all about politics? Let's have our way. Spend, spend, spend. Good God. Look at the waste, the fraud, the corruption that we support by charging people more in taxes. Oy. And then, well, let's get to some of your calls on this quickly as time allows here. Keith's in Alaska listening to the countdown.
I don't think we should raise the debt ceiling. I think we should have across-the-board cuts. The whole problem is we spend too much money. People don't deserve free phones. They don't deserve free food. They don't deserve free medical care. Somebody has to pay for everything. States say, I need money for this. I need money for that. You know, the funny thing is the people in the states ultimately owe the money. We are, in essence, the guarantors. We're kind of like a cosigner at a bank. We're the ones that are going to owe the money. We're going to have to stop the spending.
Yes, amen, sir. Thanks for that. And I don't know who agrees with you, who doesn't. I'm not sure Joe in Maryland agrees with you.
I don't believe that it's negotiable. It's kind of ridiculous that the money's already owed. This is, you know, money that is owed. So why aren't we going to pay what is owed to other people? People make investments. So if investments are made and purchases are made, those bills have to be paid. So I find it ridiculous that, you know, people in Congress don't want to pay what's already owed.
Man, you're talking about ridiculous. You haven't got a clue about how, young fella, how the system actually works. But we haven't got time to discuss that because we're out of time for this hour of today's Talk Radio.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696, or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.